This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com here with head coach Gary Kubiak in his office at Reliance Stadium. And coach, the 2013 NFL Draft in the books, you had 9 players to your team. As you look at the group as a whole, what are some of your overall impressions of the class?
Well, the biggest thing, Nick, you know, you want to continue to add to the personality of your football team. So when you look at the group that we got, once again, we got another group of guys that are tremendous passion to play the game, you know, guys that play hard. So when you do that, you walk in our locker room, you're going to fit in early. Obviously, we're going to be calling on some of these guys to help our football team very quickly. But, you know, very good class. Looking forward to getting them and going to work. We'll have a mini camp in 2 weekends, and also our tryout guys and our free agent guys. So we'll get a chance to take a look at everybody, but looking forward to getting those 9 guys going especially.
The rookie minicamp, a new thing. What can you go through your thought process behind that?
Yeah, I haven't had one the last few years, and the reason I haven't done that is because you could bring the guys in, but you had to send them right back home. So, I just kind of felt like I'd wait till we got going OTAs. The rules this year have changed. If you do have your mini camp the weekend of 10th, 11th, and 12th, then your rookies can stay with you. They don't have to leave the premises. So, you know, it gives us a chance to basically get started 3 days early, keep them here the whole time, work them into OTAs. So looking forward to that.
Well, this draft started for the Texans in the first round at number 27 overall with DeAndre Hopkins. You had a need at wide receiver. You address it with Hopkins, very productive receiver at Clemson. What excites you about him?
Well, he's very productive, as you said. But the thing that I like about him, he played big-time ball. You know, I like his progression in his career, watching him get better each year. You go back and look at him statistically. And then I like when the lights got really big, this guy got very competitive. This guy's on his way to being a pro already, and we got to help him get there real fast.
How quickly do you think he can help contribute and be ready for a big role on this team?
Well, I'm expecting it right off the get-go. I mean, he's going in there. He's going to get the reps. It's going to be a very competitive situation, but we took him there because we expect him to play very, very early and touch it.
In the second round, you get safety DJ Swearinger from South Carolina. And you said in your press conference after the draft, it didn't take you very long when you were watching highlights of him to know what kind of player he was.
Yeah, for me, Nick, I have to watch over 600 guys, you know, over the course of about a 2.5-3 week period as I prepare to go into draft meetings. This guy took me about 5 minutes in my office. I turn on the film. He is so active, just a very physical player, plays with a lot of energy and emotion on the field, can diagnose things. So I knew from a quick glance what I was fixing to find out when I went down there. So for us to get him, he can learn from it. He'll help Joe a great deal very, very early, so happy to get him.
You had 2 picks in the third round with the first one. You draft Brennan Williams, offensive tackle from North Carolina, and he played right tackle there in a similar offense. Can you talk about how excited you are about him and how he fits into the offense here?
He's got all the length, all the measurables that you're looking for. So we felt very fortunate to get him in the third. You know, Newton's going to miss the whole offseason. We have a great opportunity, I guess is the best way to put it, for a young player to come in and see if he can step out there and help us early. So he's going to get a great chance. And then, of course, we get the other one in the sixth round. So it was a need, but at the same time, we get 2 good players.
In the third and fourth rounds, after Brennan Williams, you take back-to-back defensive ends that you're going to turn into outside linebackers in the 3-4. Sam Montgomery from LSU in the third round, and then Trevardo Williams from UConn in the fourth round. How important were those picks, coach, for your depth on the outside and linebacker in general? And what do you like about those 2 guys?
Well, the first thing that jumps at you, there's a bunch of sacks between those 2 young men over the course of the last 2 years. They're different players. One's got really good size on him. The other one, not as big. But the bottom line, they both play with great effort and then go get the quarterback.
You mentioned the second offensive tackle that you drafted, David Questenberry from San Jose State. Traded up in the 6th round to make sure you got him. What was it about him that made you guys make sure you're going to be able to get him before somebody else took him?
Well, I think what kind of happens, just to let the fans out there know, is, you know, we take Williams, then we assume that Quisenberry's going to be gone at some point here pretty quick, and all of a sudden the draft's moving on, he's still there. We thought a great deal of him. So, you know, got the conversation going. Rick said, heck, let's move up and go get him. We think that much of him. I mean, we've got a need from that position standpoint, and so we did the right thing.
Another 6th-round pick, Alan Bonner, the wide receiver from Jacksonville State. What was it about him that really jumped out to you?
Well, I mean, you can't teach guys how to come out of a break. And if you watch this guy at Indianapolis, you watch him play on film, I mean, the ground moves when he sticks his foot in the ground and comes out of a break. And I just think there's a huge upside here. He's got great ball skills. He's got some return ability. It's a big jump from where he's coming from. But there have been some guys that have made it. And this guy shows all the skill to come in here and do that. So I can't wait to watch him work. I really enjoyed the process and watching him in Indianapolis.
Another six-round draft pick, Chris Jones, the defensive tackle from Bowling Green.
Anytime you get an inside player who adds pass rush, that's a huge bonus. So you get the MAC Defensive Player of the Year in the sixth round, that's a pretty good deal.
Your last pick of this draft, the ninth pick, Chris Griffin, the tight end from UConn. What does he add to this offense with him being a little bigger tight end as well?
This kid really impressed me. I think the arrow's pointing up. He's got the big body. We think he's got a chance to be a good line of scrimmage player. So really, when you look at Supernaw, who we had here last year coming back, and this young man, we have a chance to be maybe a little bit more physical at tight end when it's all said and done. Than we have been.
Work's not done after the draft. You sign undrafted free agents immediately after a frenzied process. One of those guys, the Texans bringing in Colin Klein. You have four quarterbacks on the roster already. Where might he fit in?
Well, I think the biggest thing here is we know this guy's a winner. And, obviously he's trying to change himself a little bit for the next level as far as playing the quarterback position from a throwing standpoint. He has been working with Jake Plummer, a guy that I know pretty well. So we're going to bring him in here for the mini camp and take a look at how far he's come. And, one thing about this guy, he's been an overachiever his whole life. He's been very successful. And we're going to give him a quick look here and see how much progress he's made, and we'll go from there.
You also had four running backs in that list. How much of an opportunity is there for a guy to maybe get a spot with Arian Foster and Ben Tate being the only other running backs on the roster?
That was a big conversation during the draft. I mean, if we were able to draft a back, I mean, you're really going to make our team, with what we're going to carry. We had a couple of guys targeted that ended up going a little bit earlier than we thought. So, but we had some of these free agent guys that we've been kind of, talking about here for a while. So we'll bring them in, take a look. But, we've been fortunate as a football team. I think that Rick and Chick and John do a great job of finding a gem somewhere in this free agency period, especially at the running back position. So let's see if we can find another one.
Very last thing, Rick Smith, whose office is right next to here, spends a lot of time on this draft, he and the scouts and the pro personnel department. Can you just talk about how impressed you are with how they run that process and how it all comes together year after year?
Yeah, it is an amazing process. Our scouting department does a tremendous job throughout the course of the year as we're sitting here playing games and going through our season of getting prepared for the draft process. Rick's a part of it all the time. And then our coaching staff comes in during the month of February and March, and we become involved with it. So it is a big, big process, but they lead the way, and they've done an excellent job. And, when you're good at the draft, when you're successful in the draft and your football team, the depth stays good, it continues to progress, and that's how we've made the progress we've made. So another good year by those guys. They do a great job.
That's Texas head coach Gary Kubiak on the 2013 NFL Draft. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Hank.